this is a huge blow to the airport, to the region, and particularly to those passengers which were dependent on these flights over the next number of days and weeks. And I'm very conscious that it's not just people who are travelling in and out of the region for tourism or business purpose or indeed education, but that airport in Donegal provides a vital service for those who are availing of cancer treatments. And, you know, today they had to be notified and said and told that instead of the 40-minute journey to Dublin for their treatment, it will now be a 8 or 9 hour round trip by car that they will have to make. And that's simply, you know, not acceptable. I have spoke to the minister this morning and we've been in contact. I have implored him that it's important that the government engage with other operators to see if we can get an interim solution here. I believe that a whole tender process will delay the service for far too long, and that we now need to look at to see if there are other airlines, other carriers that are willing to step into the breach for the remainder of the contract that that applies in Donegal Airport.
As you said, it's not just tourism for the Northwest. A lot of people do use this service. It's for students, workers, businesses. It's a very dependable route, and now that's been taken away.
It is, and you know, if I can say at the worst time also, you know, we all know during the restrictions that there was limited use of airlines during that period, but Donegal Airport are now back into a situation where a large number of travellers are using the service again. And, you know, as the economy is reopening, I think it's a terrible signal that could be sent out that the Northwest is not accessible by air over the next number of weeks or months until a new operator is found. And that's the message I had very clearly to Eamon Ryan this morning, that we need to look at an interim appointment of a carrier so that the level of disruption is kept to an absolute minimal.